Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this, we are on day 18, Chai, which is life. And life is about judging other people favorably. Now, it sounds like a nice, sweet thing to do. You want to keep good and proper relations with your fellow human being. Then you want to judge other people favorably. If you don't give people the benefit of the doubt, it's going to be hard to keep friends, and life is just going to be less pleasant. But the concept of being dan lekav zchut, which is the phrase found in the ethics of our fathers, to give people the benefit of the doubt, it's much deeper than that. It goes to a much, much deeper teaching, which I didn't share as much in the chapter, but I want to share on this recording. And that is the idea that beneath everything that we see is something positive. Okay, and we believe that fundamentally because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe that God created the world for our benefit. And therefore, when there is negative and we see negative, and our friends do not wonderful things, and we're now called upon to we're not really called upon, we shouldn't be judging at all, but we do naturally. And we judge them, what we see is not the whole picture. We're seeing a lot of the negative, but everything somehow, if you pull everything back, Kabbalistically, metaphysically, to its original source, it all starts with God. And Hashem is all positive, and Hashem created this world and willed us into existence only for positive reasons. So I shared in the chapter that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the great spiritual advisor of the Mir Yeshiva, asked this question that normally, you know, we're asked to judge other people favorably. And what does that mean? We don't know all the information. So you're supposed to fill in the information you don't know in a positive way. So for example, I gave this example in the chapter, somebody we know keeps kosher, but then we observe them going into McDonald's. So giving the person the benefit of the doubt in that situation would mean making the assumption that person went into McDonald's to, I mean, honestly, we shouldn't be judging anyway. It's between that person and God. But just what's going on in our minds, because we are automatically making some kinds of evaluation. So giving the person the benefit of the doubt would mean making the assumption that the person entered the restaurant for some other reason than to eat. Maybe it was to use the restrooms, or maybe it was to get a Coca-Cola, which is just as kosher in McDonald's as it is in Deli Kasba. But of course, there's the concept of Mara Sign, what it looks like. So therefore, we're supposed to give people the benefit of the doubt. But he asked the question, how does this work with God? We're taught that if we give others the benefit of the doubt, God is going to do the same for us. But how could that be? God knows everything, right? In a situation where a friend walks into McDonald's, we don't know the whole situation. We never know the whole situation. There's always something that's missing from us. And therefore, the rabbis are teaching, fill in that missing information with something positive. God has no missing information. God knows everything. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz answers that in every human activity, there's some good and bad. And when we do the right thing, there's usually some aspect that's done for personal gain. Not everything good is perfectly good. And also, conversely, not everything bad is perfectly bad either. So therefore, since good and bad exist within every action, we have a choice. Where are we going to focus our attention? On the good and the bad. And Rav Shlomo Levitz answers that whatever we choose to focus in on other people is what God is going to focus in on ours. If we focus in on the good in other people, and there is good in everything, in everyone. And in every situation, there's some kernel of good that we're supposed to try to zoom in on. And if we do that and we get used to doing that, God's going to do that with us. That's what that teaching is about. And this is a very, very important teaching from Rav Nachman of Breslov, the great Hasidic master who wrote about the concept of judging others favorably as an overriding principle of Judaism. Because it really goes to how we look at others. How do we look at life? And it goes to the way I started this, you know, because everything is fundamentally sourced in something good. And even when there's just a small chance that the motivation behind someone's questionable behavior is good, when we latch on to that good, we're focusing on the best in others and we become more positive people. And Rav Nachman of Breslov called this the Nekuda Tova. Nekuda means the point, Tova means good. There's always a point of goodness in something and in someone. And if we get ourselves, this could be a habit-forming trait, please God. And that is looking to focus in on the good. Now, I'm going to give you a little trick, and I put this at the end of the chapter also. It says in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Haveidanis kol adam lekav zchus, judge everyone meritoriously. Now, that's the pshat. The pshat is a simple interpretation. Why does it say Haveidan es kol ha'adam, judge the whole person meritoriously? So on one hand, it could be saying, don't just judge some people meritoriously. Don't just give your really good friends the benefit of the doubt. Give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Or it can mean, judge the whole person. What does it mean, judge the whole person? When someone upsets you, they offend you, they do something which really upsets you in some way. So you can look at that thing that offended you, and of course that's going to upset you, and now you're going to be angry with them. But if you can pull the camera back a little, and if you could sort of look at the whole person, this is the same person who was there for you. This is the same person who was a good friend in other times. Right now they messed up, but if you look at the whole person, that will enable us to give the person the full benefit of the doubt. Now that's just more of a practical kind of trick, but it represents something more fundamental, which is what I'm trying to share with you. And that is, people are complex. We are not just the good things we do or the bad things we do. We are everything that we do. And everything ultimately is sourced in Hashem and therefore in goodness. And if therefore we can find the goodness in something, what we're really doing is we are revealing the spiritual spark. We're really revealing the godliness that exists in other people and in the world when we can look at a negative situation and find that kernel of positivity. We are really finding God and revealing Hashem where He is hidden. Have a great day.